AB2HXS mobile.
2HXS, KR4ACR.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's an easy day. I just had to rebuild a damper motor down here in Simpsonville. Now I'm heading back to the house. Got to go somewhere this afternoon.
Take it easy while you can. It'll get cold eventually.
In the heat core. Oh, excuse me.
For sure, there's a lot of HVAC vehicles out, so there's plenty of work to go around.
No, I don't worry too much about it. I got a pretty good customer base, and I get referrals all the time, so I stay as busy as I want to. Let's just say it that way.
Well, that's good. I stay busier than I want to.
I hear you. But at least I can, if it's a job that I'm not really interested in, I can politely say, no thank you.
That's a good place to be in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm down here in Centralville. I'm going to be turning on the 14 here and heading back up in the Gurr. And then got a few hobby-type things to do this afternoon, and then we'll see from there.
Asked to build one of these Wally billboards. I used to deal with the original owner of that company years ago, do stuff, delivery stuff for him. But I just wonder how much money they're making as much as they're spending on advertising.
That would be a conversation for the phone. Yeah, but let's leave that one there. Is that one?
Yeah, sure, I got you.
Yeah. That, the subject's about this business, I don't really want to discuss on the radio, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't blame you. It's just weird. I just looked up and saw that sign, thought about it.
The only thing I can say, that would not get me in trouble on the radio would be I'm a lot fairer with my pricing than they are. Let's just say that.
Well, I can read between the lines. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I can say. I don't want to get myself in trouble here. KB2HX says mobile. 14, back to Greer, or Gurr, whoever's listening, y'all.
Now you're catching up.
By the way, up the road a piece, back to my house.
We're downtown right now.
Oh, downtown Greenville? Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, well, I came 29. I was in Spartanburg, came 29 because one of the other guys told me 85 was really slow. And they were paving on 29.
Goodness. Yeah, well, if I can avoid the interstates around here, I darn sure will, because it's just too much of a hassle on there. Then again, 29 is not much better when it comes to the local traffic and the knuckleheads racing past you. But I guess it's a roll of the dice either way.
I think people have gotten to using 29 more just because of 85, and you got all the red lights on 29.
I'll get that. But when my wife and I, we go up anywhere, like we do a day trip up to Hendersonville or, Flat Rock or somewhere like that, we go the back way. We like going the back way around the mountain, just take it easy and take our time,
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you.
We may do something on Friday. I don't know yet. Depends on the weather. Hopefully this rain gets out of here by then. But we got our new e-bikes, and we want to go over to Traveler's Rest and try them out on the rabbit trail, see how we like it.
Cool. I haven't been on a bicycle in years.
Well, these are e-bikes. They got the big battery in the middle, and you can also, it's also pedal assist. So you can actually pedal it when, if you're going up a little bit of a grade, you can give it a little helping hand there to get up the hill without killing the battery.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them and seen, stuff on the internet about them, but I haven't been on any bicycle in a long time. I guess because I don't take the time.
This is a lot of fun. We first experienced them last year. Our friends had them down here in Florida, and they were pretty cool. They move right along.
had to jump out here and drop this off. It's good chatting with you. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS, KR4ACR, be clear.
Have a good day, my friend. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you again. KB2HXS.